Right, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, President of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, which launches a major ad campaign today urging a bipartisan solution to the state's budget crisis. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, gentlemen.
Define, Joe, a bipartisan solution for our audience.
Well, it really is both parties, Republicans and Democrats, getting in a room and finding compromise. You know, I've been around long enough back, remember back in the 90s when the Senate was controlled by the Republicans, and they had to compromise in order to get work done. And it was some of the best years, most productive years, instead of being partisan. So it's both sides giving a little bit, but trying to get a majority of people to come together around a budget that does not raise taxes in any significant way, that makes some of the structural changes so we can get out of this cycle we've been in of large deficits followed by large tax increases and begin to address the long-term unfunded liabilities of the state. So it's possible. As you know, a budget was passed in the House and Senate that had mostly Republican but with a few Democratic votes. So I think the template is there. We just need to follow through on it.
Joe, what year was that again, or what years did you say?
After the 94 election, I believe, in 95 and 96 sessions, the Republicans took control of the legislature.
Yeah.
We have joint committees. So that means you had a Republican Senate chair and a Democratic House chair, and they were going to do no legislation, or they were going to work together and get some things done. And famously in the Finance Committee with Republican Bill Nickerson and Democratic House Chair Carl Schissel, we saw a lot of positive things happen in Connecticut. So it can happen. People just need to understand that it's in the best interest of the state of Connecticut to do that right now.
Joe, when you say try to put together a budget that doesn't raise taxes all that much, can they put together a budget that way when you're facing a $1.5 billion deficit?
Well, there are certain things that are going to be, you know, kind of called taxes or come under the heading of taxes. The deal they've worked out with the hospitals will bring in some money that's considered a tax increase, but it's not going to hit average taxpayers in Connecticut. What we're talking about is stay away from income tax increases that have driven wealth out of the state of Connecticut. Stay away from corporate tax increases, which have driven some companies out of Connecticut, and stay away from significant sales tax increases. Those are the things that I think are just going to make a bad situation worse, because that's what I hear, not just from businesses, but individuals. They just feel it's getting too expensive to live and work in Connecticut. And so what we're saying is we don't need more taxes. We need more taxpayers. We need people to work here and pay taxes here, and that will help bring in more revenue.
Joe Brennan, our special guest, president of CBIA, and we talk with the folks from CBIA frequently. And, Joe, I just want to say this to you about CBIA, not because you are a sponsor, but we're delighted that you are with us all the time, but just something like this. This is something that hasn't been done by business recently, and here you are coming on and putting it all together, and I can't understand why we can't do this. I mean, it would be a tremendous thing to do something like this and to get going again. We're the only state in the union right now without a budget.
Well, I mean, honestly, Brad, if you look at the numbers in the legislature, I just don't think right now it's possible to get a budget through that's just a Democratic budget or just a Republican budget. You have to get a bipartisan budget if you're going to get anything done. And the fact that we are the last state in the country to adopt a budget for this year, as the governor came out and said last week, there are negotiation season with companies that are, people are saying we're not going to invest in Connecticut right now until you get this resolved. So it's really urgent. We've been calling for this for a long, long time. We just felt we needed to take it up a notch and do some statewide advertising and talk about it as much as possible, because it really is hurting the state of Connecticut. We're in the national media all the time as a state that has not yet adopted a budget. As I don't want to recount all the different corporate relocations that we've heard about in the media, but it's a tough time in Connecticut right now, but I think we can get it behind us and start looking more proactively. Because if you look at the beginning of the year, we were starting to get some momentum in
job creation.
We had a lot of good months, but now that this is prolonging, we're starting to see job losses again.
Joe, do you think that they might because you mentioned this before about the income tax, they might revisit the issue of raising the income tax rates, particularly on the higher brackets?
Well, there's certainly people in the legislature that are pushing that, but I just don't see how the votes come together. You've had the three Democratic senators that voted for the Republican budget that I just don't think that they, as well as the rest of all the Republicans, are going to vote for any significant tax increases on upper income. You know, like I said, there's a lot of people pushing for that, but because we've seen what's happened, I talk to folks all the time in Fairfield County. I talk to people in the financial world, and they say it's alarming to them how many of their clients are either moving or looking at moving. So I just think there's enough people understand that that's just a non-starter, and hopefully I'm right and won't be proven wrong, but I just don't see how the votes come together for that.
What about the sales tax? You think that might be revisited?
I think that'll be revisited. As you know, the governor had said he would compromise and do raise the rate from the current 6.35 to 6.5. Democrats in the House have been talking about 6.75. But in my conversations with some of the more conservative Democrats, they're pretty adamantly opposed to a sales tax increase. And I don't think you'll see any of the Republicans voting for a sales tax increase. So it's kind of the same answer to your previous question. A lot of people are pushing for it, but as I stand here this morning, I'm just not quite sure how the votes come together for either a sales or income tax increase.
You know, again, Joe, too, as you just mentioned, I mentioned that we're the only state that doesn't have a budget. And, you know, this has been building for years, and there's got to come a time when we say enough is enough and get Connecticut back where it belongs, because the publicity certainly throughout the country now is not good, not beneficial for Connecticut. And there are those who feel that in the end we'll have to file bankruptcy in the city of Hartford, the capital city. And what is that going to do? So there are so many things that could happen to us that I think we can save from happening if we go with a reasonable budget, you know, like you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, we've said that all along that we need to do it quickly, but we all also need to do it right. We don't want to rush into a bad budget. And I think most people in Connecticut agree with how I feel, and that is Connecticut is a tremendous state. It's a tremendous state in which to live. Raise a family. I think it's a great place to have a business. We want companies to be here. And most businesses in Connecticut are doing fairly well. It's just that government right now is kind of dragging everything down by the inability of them to get the job done. And that's what we need to confront. We've got really, really bright people here. We have world-class companies. We have world-class workforce. You know, we should be a leader in so many economic categories instead of you're trailing like we are right now and have been for a while now. So it's really frustrating, and I think that's why we're trying to raise our voice a little bit more, because I think most people in the state share our frustration, understand what a great state Connecticut is, but we need to get the legislature and the state government to kind of unleash the power of the Connecticut economy and not hamstring it with these tough budget decisions we've had.
Joe, the governor wants a deal by Friday. You think he gets one?
I certainly hope so. I guess I've been in this business too long to be much of an optimist these days. so right now I think it's going to be difficult, but I hope I'm wrong on a lot of things. I hope I'm wrong on that one. I hope we get it done by Friday, but right now I'm not optimistic.
Okay. Joe Brennan, President, CBIA. Again, Joe, thank you so much for joining Dan and myself this morning, and we got our fingers crossed, too.
Well, thanks for having me on, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
That's quite an organization,
no,
Dan.
Sure is, Brad.
Tremendous.
Yep.